chase it, that it's just a case of them being bigger, stronger, and faster. What are your thoughts?
I think he's right. I don't think we played well at all. I mean, they were quicker to the ball. They said that they ran their offense really well, and they executed, and they limited us to one shot.
What did you take from the game like tonight?
We had to play hard from the beginning of the game. It's getting a little monotonous to continue to talk about it, but we got to do a better job of setting the tone. They started the game off with a dunk. We called the first time out, 8-2, 10-2. Well, you know, we're down 20 at halftime, so it's frustrating. But it's about us following the game plan. The coaches did a good job of drawing up a game plan for us. We just didn't follow it.
But personnel-wise, do you think there needs to be maybe some adjustments to starting that actual game if that's sort of the same issues that keep happening over and over?
There have been adjustments right. to the starting lineup, and it doesn't fall on Jose, so to speak. It's just, I think it's a case of us just understanding that we need better, and it's from top to bottom.
How much of it needing was Utah's execution and how much of it effort?
We have to give them credit, but we have to look ourselves in the mirror. Where we play tonight was piss poor. We got to do a lot better, and it falls on all of us. We can't say, Utah's the greatest team ever. They're a really good team, and we're a really good team when we play well and we play hard, and we just didn't do that.
There are a lot of games with people where you fall in behind early and are come back. Not saying Utah's the greatest team ever, but are they a team that's tougher to come back?
Yeah, because they're steady. They don't take the first shot. They work the ball. They execute their offense, and they have guys that have been in the system for a while. So some of those younger guys know not to take quick shots. And Darren does a good job of orchestrating the offense and getting guys the ball. I don't think they're ever in a hurry. And tonight it was just one of those situations where they had the lead, they had control of the game from the beginning, and they just kept.
Is that the toughest thing about him to guard, just that he can control tempo and he's
so? Yeah, I think he has a good feel of knowing when to mix it up, when they look for his offense, and when to let the offense work. And he's one of the better point guards in this league, and we just didn't do a very good job of executing our offense.
At times it looked like you were the only one that seemed interested. Okay. And I mean that with no disrespect. But is it frustrating sometimes that that doesn't carry over to some of the other guys? Or
I don't know if it was the interest factor. I think it's just sometimes we have guys when offensively when they're not making shots and things not going their way, they tend to let it frustrate them and get in their heads a little bit. And we're all at fault. In that aspect, it's happened to every single one of us in this locker room, and it happens on other teams throughout the league. I think we just got to do a better job of sticking with our game plan, and especially when your shot's not going on. You got to do other things, and until we understand that, we're going to have more nights like tonight.
Can you give us your thoughts on the way you guys have lost the last couple of games at home? Is it harder to pass that kind of?
It's a bit of a letdown because we're playing for so much. And to have all this at stake and still be worrying about guys, trying to get guys up for games, it's frustrating. And I know it's frustrating for our fans. So, to lose like this, it's disheartening, but, you got to have a short memory. You got to get over it. And we got Denver coming in here who's had some struggles, and we just got to be focused and ready for that game.
Did everyone wonder that maybe everyone doesn't quite understand what they're playing for? I mean, I know they know what's at stake, but a lot of these guys have been too close. I mean, you've been there. Do you ever want to change it all?
Sometimes I do, just because some of the younger guys don't really know the intensity that you have to have at this end of the season, and it's not about coach took me out, or it's not about I'm not getting my shot at this point in the season. It's about playing and getting to the second season and giving yourself a chance. And I think you can't look forward to that moment until you lay the groundwork to that. So it's something that we have to try to understand and get better at.
Thank you.
Is there any, can you give us sort of a mental, you know, snapshot of this team's mental picture right now in terms of how they're facing each game? I mean, it's a lot different than when you guys were on that, the win streak. You had won 8 of 10. Sort of, is there a big now? You come into the locker room for a loss like this. Is it that much harder to get the morale up? Sort of give us a snapshot of that.
I don't think that's the case. You know, we have one of those teams where all of us get along. You know, it's a pretty positive locker room. So, you know, what we need to do is we need to carry our attitudes out of the locker room onto the court. And you know, just understand that we're all in this together. And there's no time to sit around and point fingers and say this guy's not playing or, you know, the star lineup's not bringing it. It's just time to come together as a team. And we're running out of time. So, you know, we got to figure it out.
Thanks.